Well, I disagree with my predecessor. I'm interested in actually creating change and not scoring points. Change like we did on homeless encampments and change like we did on the transportation measure last November. Let me finish. The port approached us towards the end of last year about this as a possibility, not a decision. We expressed our disagreement and concern at that point. When it became clear they were going to move forward, I indicated my opposition publicly, and I asked the department in this early spring to review their permit. And of course, in May, the department ruled their permit was out of compliance. So again, my goal is not to score points. My goal was actually to change the commission's mind, the Ports Commission's mind, and we accomplished that goal. We knew that the potential of it was coming. But again, I was interested in changing the commission's mind. And I think if you look at our ability to get things accomplished, it's by working with people. The port is not the enemy of the city of Seattle, and the maritime industry is a major provider of jobs. We tried to work with them collaboratively, not to bring it here. We did that when they initially approached us, and they had not made a decision not to do it. When they publicly made that decision to do it is when I publicly asked our department to review their permits to see if they actually could bring it here. Sure, the maritime industry is so important that my first summit last year as mayor was a maritime and industrial sector summit. We have met with over 100 different maritime businesses since then in the last year, assisting them with a whole range of issues. We are working with the council now and with the port to develop a heavy haul corridor so goods can move in and out of our port more easily. Obviously, we disagree over this one issue, but I think it goes back to the last question. Sure, I could have gone to war with the maritime industry, and I could have gone to war with the port, but I believe we need to work collaboratively with them. And the thing that happened is we got the Port Commission to change their position. I think there's a way to move forward to get this rig out of here, and there's a way to for us to move forward to grow our maritime industry and to grow our port, not just its traditional legacy industries, but as it can become an innovative job creator for the new economy. Sure. So he has a broadband, so I'll do this and then I'll do that. Then I'll listen to Viet. So if you ask, that was actually three questions. Since the gigabit deal fell apart on my predecessor's watch, I'm not going to address that. We are in the process of renegotiating the Comcast franchise because it's the time that you're supposed to do that. Three, we are completing a study on the feasibility of how we actually deal with the issue of equity and high-capacity broadband access throughout all parts of the city. That information should be available, I think, in the next few weeks. There's absolutely not enough equity. The market by itself is not producing the amount of broadband we need across neighborhoods and across income levels. So we know we need to do more, and once this report is to us and we have a chance to look at it and examine it, we will we'll give you the proposal that we come up with. You get the last one, and then I got to go. So several reasons. One is this. First of all, there's an issue here. You know, the governor right now has declared a drought. California is in a historic drought situation. We continue to even have weather incidents in this city where we get so much rain at one time that sometimes our own systems can't deal with it. We are seeing the reality of global climate change. It's the expansion of drilling in the Arctic that concerned us. This was never an attempt to stick it to Alaska. I actually recognize that Alaska is right. They cannot go from an oil-based economy overnight. it's going to take a long time to move to a new economy. But in this case, we felt expansion was wrong for the environment, but we also felt that it was wrong for how we develop our resources to be an economic engine of the future. This is just a couple-year thing at the port. I think we could come up with a better approach. Again, I look forward to working with them in the maritime industry to find out how we grow this economy. But at some point, we really do have to address the issue of climate change. We can't just say we're going to address it. We really are going to have to address it. And again, to my friends in the state of Alaska, a state I love, I think it's almost as beautiful as Washington State, and I will say it has better seafood. It is incredibly important that they understand we're not trying to attack their economy. It's not going to change overnight. We recognize it's not going to change overnight. But this current energy economy we have is not going to be able to survive much into the future, and we have to all got to find a way to transition our economy. Thank you very much. Thank you.